This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Protesters have gathered in Myanmar's biggest city despite the ruling junta's threat to use lethal force if people join a general strike opposing the military's takeover. Thousands gathered at several places in Yangon. A group that gathered near the U.S. Embassy departed after the arrival of a large number of riot police. Factories, workplaces, and shops were shuttered across the country in response to the call for a nationwide strike. The closings extended to the capital. Speaking via a pre-recorded message to a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says Britain is putting some Myanmar coup leaders on a sanctions list and calls for the restoration of democracy in the Southeast Asian nation.
The UK is sanctioning individuals for serious human rights violations that took place during the coup. The military must step aside, civilian leaders must be released, and the democratic wishes of the people of Myanmar must be respected.
A junta statement Sunday on state TV said the protesters were inciting people to a confrontation path where they will suffer the loss of life. Three protesters have been fatally shot. The Italian ambassador to Congo, an Italian Carabinieri police officer, and their Congolese driver were killed Monday in an attack on a UN convoy in Congo. Ambassador Luca Attanasio, Carabinieri officer Vittorio Iacovacci, and their driver were killed. The ambush happened in an area that is home to myriad rebel groups, according to foreign ministry and local officials. The convoy was traveling from Goma to visit a World Food Program school feeding project in Rutshuru. This is VOA News. The United States is on the verge of a 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. That is more coronavirus-related deaths than anywhere else, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. President Joe Biden will talk about the lives lost to the virus Monday evening at the White House, followed by a moment of silence and a candlelighting ceremony. The U.S. is also the global leader for COVID-19 cases, with more than 28 million infections. Boeing is recommending that airlines ground all 777s with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over the U.S. city of Denver this weekend, as U.S. regulators ordered United Airlines to step up inspections of those aircraft. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
United, the only U.S. airline with that engine in its fleet, according to the FAA, says it's temporarily removing 777s from service.
Mayday, mayday, United 28.
On Saturday, the right engine of its plane blew apart just after takeoff. The pilot heard on liveatc.net sent a mayday call out and made an emergency landing in Denver as pieces from the casing of the engine rained down on suburban neighborhoods below. The NTSB said two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, but cautioned it was too early to draw conclusions. Authorities said none of the 241 on board were reported hurt. I'm Julie Walker.
British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says Boeing 777 aircraft with engines like the one that caught fire over the weekend will be temporarily banned from Britain. Thousands of residents are being evacuated on the outskirts of Indonesia's capital amid flooding from the Citarum River embankment after the river embankment broke, that is. Bekasi district in Indonesia's West Java province have experienced flooding since Saturday because of heavy rain. Rescuers from the National Search and Rescue Agency have been deployed. The spokesperson for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said that more than 28,000 residents in four villages in Bekasi district and 34 villages in Karawang district are affected by the floods. At least 4,100 people are being evacuated. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is setting out a roadmap for lifting one of Europe's strictest national lockdowns. However, any Briton still longing for a haircut or an evening out will have to wait. Johnson is announcing plans Monday to ease restrictions in increments, starting by reopening schools in England on March 8th. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.